Okay, I'm going to call this conference committee meeting to order. The time is currently 4:02 p.m. on Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021. And for us today is House Bill 69 as well as House Bill 71. Members present, Senator Stedman, Vice Chair, Senator Bishop, Senator Olson, Representative Merrick, Representative LeBon, and myself, Representative Chair. And I'd like to invite Alexi Painter, Director of the Legislative Finance Division, to join us at the table. And today we'll be addressing open items in HB 61 as well as HB 71, 69 and 71 based on the motion sheets dated June 2nd. These sheets include items for the Departments of Administration, Fish and Game, Natural Resources, Public Safety, and the Legislature. So with that, we'll take up Department of Administration first and Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Department of Administration's budget. Item one, Senate. Items two through four, Senate. Item five, House. Item six, Senate.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I wish to object to items two, three, and four.
Okay, so we have objections to items two, three, and four. So we will set those aside. And before us are items one, five, and six. Hearing no objections, those items will be adopted. And Representative LeBon, with regard to items two, three, and four, would you like to speak to your objection?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. The House Finance and on the floor of the House, this amendment passed with the intent language that the Department of Administration realized savings that we had heard in House Finance about a commitment to achieve material savings over the next budget year. And this amendment just helped define what those savings could be and gave them a target of at least 5%. That was the purpose behind this amendment, and I would hope that we could keep it in the budget.
Thank you, Representative LeBon. And just for folks I guess the intent language, I'll read that. It is the intent of the legislature that Shared Services of Alaska prioritize cost-saving efforts and achieve a cost savings of at least 5%. And then the dollar amount associated with that, there's $329,000 and $163,000 of cuts to IA, interagency receipts in Department of Administration. So with that, is there any other discussion, or Mr. Painter, do you have anything to add? And I don't hear any discussion. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think when we take a look at this issue with the Department of Administration, it's always nice to put downward pressure on the operations of the state. We've done that for the last several years. I think that's going to continue over the next handful of years anyway, Mr. Chairman, and I support the Senate's position to not have these in the budget.
Okay, any further discussion? Senator Olson?
As you look at what's going on here, I guess I don't understand what the resistance is to try and make it so that it's more clear to the public, especially as they look at some of these documents and aren't really connected with them and have the inner working. Why can't we continue on with the mentality of this, of the person that brought the objection up, why we couldn't keep it in there?
Mm-hmm. And
what's the harm of that is my real question.
Right. And Mr. Painter, correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding when the department came before us and this issue was discussed, I think their intent is to want to try to realize savings through shared services. However, they wanted to maybe give it a year to see what they could actually attain. So when you combine these amounts, it says that we would like to see savings and make a cut of about $500,000 here. And as I understand it, maybe they wanted to give it a little bit of time to see what they could actually achieve before we put a number in. And I don't know if you have anything to add to that or if you heard the same conversation.
For the record, Alexei Painter, Legislative Finance Division. Mr. Chairman, I heard the same discussion in committee that the intent of the department was to phase in those cuts over a number of years.
Okay. Senator Olson?
Mr. Painter, what's the advantage of having that phased in over a period of time like this?
Senator Olson, through the chair, in the first year, the rates, the Office of Management and Budget is working with the Department of Administration to set rates in advance. So having building in those reductions in the first year would not match with the rates that have already been adopted. So allowing them to see how this works and then in the second year be able to adjust the rates accordingly, I believe, is the intention of the department.
Okay, so are the fishermen in favor of this with the rate changes that are there?
Mr. Painter?
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Are the fishermen in favor of the rate changes that they're going to be seeing there in the future?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure. If
Senator Olson, you said fishermen, is that correct?
Yeah, is this commercial fisheries that we're talking about?
No, this is Department of Administration for Shared Services.
That's next.
Oh, that's next.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
I'm mistaken, Mr. Chairman. I'm sorry.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, and I guess the point is this is intent language. This is it needs to be stated to the Department of Administration that we're watching, we're looking. And this whole intent language came about because of the presentation by the commissioner pretty much telling House Finance that they had a plan to achieve these types of savings. So this is just a reminder of their own pledge to achieve these types of savings. If they don't, then it opens the discussion of why did not you obtain these types of savings, what worked, what didn't work. It just keeps the issue alive, if you will. It's intent language. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, Representative LeBond, do you maintain your objection?
I do.
Okay, the objection is maintained to items 2, 3, and 4. And so if the clerk could please call the roll.
Representative Foster.
Bree Fittes. Conference Committee back on record at 4:10 p.m. So with that, just to be clear, the motion was to adopt items 2, 3, and 4. There's been an objection. The objection is maintained. So a yes vote would mean that we're going with the Senate, which is to the motion is to go with the Senate version, and so therefore not accept the House language. So with that, Madam Clerk. Yes.
Representative Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Representative Merrick.
Yes.
Senator Bishop.
Yes.
Representative LeBond.
No.
Senator Olson.
No.
House 2 yeas, 1 nay. Senate 2 yeas, 1 nay.
Okay, and so the Senate language has been adopted, items 2, 3, and 4. With that, that next takes us to Department of Fish and Game.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Sedman.
Brief at ease.
And Conference Committee back on record. And just to be clear for the record, with regard to Department of Administration, so all six items have been adopted, and that closes out the Department of Administration. So that next takes us to the Department of Fish and Game. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Department of Fish and Game's budget. Items 1 through 11, the Senate, all items. Item 12, the House, modified fund source, 1199, Sport Fish Enterprise Fund.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Representative LeBron.
Yes. Could I get clarification on item number 5? And is this a one-time only? And maybe a little bit of explanation. It's listed as an increment, one-time only.
Okay, let's, so I'll take that as an objection to item 5 for clarification.
I will object for purpose of clarification.
Okay, so item 5, we'll set that aside for a moment. And is there any objection to items 1 through 12 excluding item 5?
Mr. Chairman, I have an objection to number 1, and I have the same issue. I'd like to clear it up on item 1, how it's identical, but why are they listed with the... Number 10.
Okay.
Which has to do with the reopening of two reopenings for the Wrangell office.
Okay. So maybe what we will do is just to make this simple, I'll take that if it's okay as an objection to all items for now, that we could handle them as a bunch here. And we've got first a question on item number 5, and then you said item number 1, Senator Olson?
Yes, item number 1 and number 10.
Okay. Okay, so first with regard to item number 5, Mr. Painter, do you have anything to...
Mr. Chairman, this general fund increment is a one-time item. The CFEC receipts are over-appropriated in the FY22 budget due to reduced revenue in the current fiscal year. So this one-time general fund amount will enable the department to utilize less of those receipts and get through the year without going negative in that account.
Follow up, Mr. Chairman. So to Mr. Painter, one-time condition that is self-correcting, or is there a plan to correct?
Representative Bond, through the chair, the one-time effect was due to the COVID-19 pandemic, so it is expected to be a one-time issue.
Thank you. And also, Mr. Chairman, I would like to further object to item number 12 just for additional clarification.
Okay. Let's go to item 12, and that is the funding for Crystal Lake and the DIPAC hatcheries. Would you like, do you have a specific question or just a more of an explanation on
yes,
that?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, it's a one-time increment. And is my understanding that a surcharge on sports fishing licenses had provided the funding for these fish hatcheries, and because that one-time sports fishing surcharge has ended, this bridges next year when that sports fishing surcharge is expected to take place and fund these hatcheries? Is that correct in my understanding?
Mr. Painter?
Through the chair, Representative Bond, that is correct.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Senator Olson, you've got questions on numbers.
I have number 1 and number 10.
Okay.
What's the reason they appear to be identical? And talks about them being identical by the year.
Okay, so both of these open the Wrangell office, I believe, one, and then both of them do. Because we're accepting the Senate's structure, which is to not consolidate commercial fish, we're keeping everything broken out. So you've got the different regions, you've got AYK, you've got Southeast, you've got statewide and so forth. The House version referred to reopening the Wrangell office under the allocation statewide or commercial fish, which was the consolidated version. But because we're not doing the consolidated, we're going with the Senate version, which keeps everything broken out. The number 10 refers to the House version, and number 1 refers to the Senate version. And so because of the structure that we chose, we have to go with the Senate version on this. And I don't know if that was clear or not, but maybe Mr. Painter can also add if I jumbled that up.
Mr. Chairman, that was accurate. And I'll just add that items 1 through 4 are mirrored in the Senate, or the Senate's items 1 through 4 are mirrored in the House's items 7 through 10. So all of those items are identical, just in different structures.
Correct.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll withdraw my objection.
Representative LeBron.
And as a follow-up to Senator Olson's comments, is this decision not to consolidate with a zero fiscal note, then in my thinking, if you're consolidating, you're trying to achieve cost savings in some manner. And this was in the governor's original budget rollout to consolidate these areas into one. And the decision not to do the consolidation, it has no fiscal impact, and this, I guess, is directed to Mr. Painter. It's neutral. It's money neutral to not consolidate.
Through the chair, Representative LeBron, I believe the agency stated that there would be efficiencies from having the consolidated structure, but there were no actual funding reductions associated with the consolidated structure.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Senator Olson and Representative LeBron, do you maintain your objections?
No, I just withdrew my objection.
Okay. Representative LeBron, you also...
I guess mine was more a follow-up comment. It's Senator Olson's action. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So hearing no objections to the motion made by Senator Stedman, the motion passes. That now takes us over to the Department of Natural Resources. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Natural Resources budget. Item number 1, Senate. Item number 2, the House. Item number 3 through 5, to remain open.
I would like to object, Mr. Chairman, to item number 1.
Okay, we've got an objection to item number 1. And would you like to speak to your objection?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is intent language, and I realize there's an argument over the constitutionality of the intent language, but the intent is that the state will do no harm to a private sector business that's engaged in the business of selling gravel, and this intent language to protect a private sector business from unfair competition from a state agency that may be selling gravel out of a state gravel pit that could harm a private sector business doing the same thing. I believe that is the intent of the language, and I would encourage us to leave it in.
Do we have any discussion? Senator Stedman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think this issue here, although is I think a good point to be made, that violates the confinement clause of the Constitution. It doesn't fit in the appropriating budget. We have, unfortunately, in my opinion, numerous intent language is put in this year's budget, and I think the two chairmen going into next winter need to work on this and streamline that, because we are gravitating into far too many intent language areas and violating of the confinement clause. The germane subject is the operating budget. A lot of these other areas need to be in their own piece of legislation, Mr. Chairman. So this doesn't fit in this budget document, and I think the agency has that authority to do this anyway. So we need to, I think, clean up our migration into continually piling on confinement clause questions or question amendments into the dealing with the confinement clause.
Senator Olson?
I realize there's a confinement clause in there, and there are questions as to whether it's going to be relevant or not going through with it, but I'm certainly from the private sector, and been from the private sector all my life except for when I got elected to this position, and I did not like when public money were competing against the way I made my living and the way I ran my businesses, and so I am fully in favor of the intent language here, in spite of some of the issues that may be related to the confinement clause that's been referenced.
And just so the public knows what the intent language is, it says it's the intent of the legislature that the Department of Natural Resources sell gravel or fill extracted from state land at cost to any federal, state, or local agency or public corporation working on a public project not competing with private industry. So essentially what it's saying is DNR will sell gravel at cost to other federal entities as long as it doesn't compete with private industry. And I would agree with Senator Stedman in that in terms of a budget, we should be trying to stay away from making policy calls in the budget, in the sense that, you know, if it's a policy issue, that should more appropriately be in a bill, in a policy bill versus this appropriations bill. You know, that's something that we'll work on, I think, going into next year, try to reduce that. So is there any further discussion?
I would like to maintain my objection.
Okay, the objection is maintained to item number one. And so with that, if the clerk could please call the roll.
Senator Olson.
No.
Representative Lavon.
No.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Senator Bishop.
Yes.
Representative Merrick.
Yes.
And so with that, item number one in DNR has been adopted. Is there any objection to items two? We're keeping open items 3, 4, and 5. Is there any objection to item 2 in DNR? Hearing no objection, item 2 has been adopted. So with that, that now takes us over to the Department of Public Safety. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Public Safety's budget. Item number 4, House. Item number 5, House. Item number 7, Open. And item number 9, Open.
Okay. And hearing no objection, the motion passes. That takes us over to the legislature. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the legislature's budget. Item number 5, the Senate. Item number 6, the Senate.
I wish to object.
To item 6, Representative LeBron, would you like to speak to your objection to item number 6?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The clarification, and maybe for the sake of the view and audience, we can identify exactly what the intent of this removing legislative per diem from numbers section to the language section. My understanding is the intent is to stop paying per diem after day 120.
And Representative LeBron, I'm sorry, I should have said that. That would be an objection to items 5 and 6 then. And do you have anything to add on that?
I'm just getting clarification on it's conditional language that after day 120, the legislature would not collect per diem. Is that correct?
Mr. Painter, my understanding is this is moving it from the numbers section to the language section, as Representative LeBron has mentioned. Can you add to?
For the record, Alexi Payne for Legislative Finance. Through the Chair, Representative LeBron, the language simply says that the amount of $1,995,000 is appropriated for that purpose. It does not, the language itself does not specifically state that that is limited to 120 days.
Follow-up, Mr. Chairman.
Follow-up.
Looking at that number, that one just slightly under $2 million, is that approximately 120 days of per diem?
Representative Baum through the chair, yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Painter, this doesn't actually, I mean, all it's doing, it's not eliminating the dollar amount. It's just moving the dollars from numbers to the language section. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, yes, that's correct.
Okay. So if this, if I may, Mr. Chairman, if this is adopted, then after day 120, per diem would cease to be paid if approximately $1.995 million is spent on per diem. Would that be correct?
Mr. Painter.
Through the chair, Representative Bond, through this appropriation, yes, it would not limit the legislature's ability to transfer money from other appropriations for that purpose.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Oh, I've got Senator Stedman and then Senator Olson.
Go ahead.
Just in the middle of this, I might have some other comments later, but it'd be nice, Mr. Chairman, if we had Ledge Finance kind of explain to the public the difference between the number section and the other sections of the bills, because it's an archaic term outside of this table.
Mr. Painter?
Senator Sedman, through the chair. So the numbers section appropriations, in this case, it's an allocation within a larger appropriation of the legislative operating budget, and agencies have the ability to transfer money within an appropriation. So as a numbers section item, the legislature can transfer money from one allocation to another. As a language section item, that transferability is limited because it's its own appropriation, essentially, for that specific purpose. However, the language itself does not specifically state 120 days, but it would be more difficult to transfer money around because of the language appropriation.
Do you have any follow-up, Senator Stedman?
Just my understanding, too, with this language is that the way it was written and put in the budget would preclude employees from getting paid, and the only people that would be getting paid would be the legislators, but there'd be nobody here to do the work. So I think the intent and the actual implementation might be two different things. So it needs to be cleaned up. So,
Senator Olson?
Just to clear, if I could, Representative Lebon, I think to clear up, Mr. Painter, what the question has to do, and the question from the public is that if we were to adopt this, does that mean that per diem payments to the legislators and to the employees, as Senator Stedman talked about, would that cease?
Mr. Painter?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, this language is specific to legislators' salaries and allowances. In previous items that had already been addressed by the conference committee, there were items that would impact legislative staff. This only impacts specifically legislators' salaries and allowances.
Senator Olson?
So, Mr. Chairman, from what I'm understanding, Mr. Painter, in reference to Representative Lamont's question, has to do that if this, we were to accept this move from the numbers over to the language section, that legislators per diem would stop after 120 days. Is that correct?
Mr. Painter?
We have a brief at ease.
Brief at ease. conference committee back on record at 4:32 p.m. Mr. Painter?
Through the chair, Senator Olson. So to clarify, this funding provides 120 days worth of funding. After that time, we are at the legislative session itself is over. We have to be in special sessions. There's a separate appropriation for special session contingencies. So special session funding is not funded by this appropriation, whether it's in numbers or language. So this change doesn't impact that because we can't have a 125-day regular session.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman. If I had with objection, I certainly withdraw at this time.
Okay, thank you. Representative LeBon.
Mr. Chairman, I wish to maintain my objection.
Okay, the objection is maintained. So with that, we are before us are items 5 and 6. Madam Clerk, if you could please call the roll.
Senator Bishop.
Yes.
Representative Merrick.
Yes.
Senator Bolton.
Yes.
Representative
LeBon. No.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Yes.
Senate 3 yeas, 0 nays. House 2 yeas, 1 nay.
Thank you. And so on that vote, the motion is adopted. It's passed. So with that, these actions close out all the items for the legislature's budget. And it also concludes the business for today's committee hearing. And once our next meeting date and time has been determined, the meeting will be noticed on BASIS, which is you can go to the legislature's website at the following address, akleg.gov. Again, that's akleg.gov. And so with that, is there any other business to come for the committee? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion for adjournment. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we adjourn.
Thank you. We will stand adjourned at 4:34 p.m.